contact healing should be used by people who have reactive dogs. Now, these are dogs that are quick to overstimulate in the face of a distraction. Now, sometimes people will call contact healing controlled walking, but basically it means our dogs walk on either side. We train it to one side or the other. And the dog leans its shoulder into our knee as we move along. During contact healing, the dog can look straight ahead if he wants. Now, we use the command walk. You can use any word you want as long as you're consistent with it. Contact healing is used really to disengage our dog's mind off of a distraction on the walk. Once our dog knows it and is fluent in contact healing, and he ignores the walk command because the distraction is so strong for him, example, maybe there's another dog walking by, we can correct the dog by saying, no, walk. The dog will understand if it gets a correction for not contact healing. Now, dogs that have never been trained in contact healing, if those dogs get it corrected for overstimulating against a strong distraction, some of those dogs could redirect their aggression back into their handler and bite. So it's important to understand that contact healing is not formal healing, where the dog walks on our left side without touching our leg and looks up into our face as he heals and moves along. There's a video at the end of this segment that demonstrates formal healing. It should be mentioned, though, if a trainer plans on doing any competitive dog sport that requires formal healing on the left side, the trainer needs to teach the contact healing on the right side. This separates these two exercises in the dog's mind. They quickly figure it out and understand the difference. Now let's talk about splitting the contact healing exercise. This training goes quicker if the dog already knows leash pressure before you start. You almost have to do that first. This is covered in our basic dog obedience video or our leash walking skills course that we sell. If the dog doesn't normally have strong food drive, do this work before he gets fed. And we begin by showing the dog its food bowl and putting it out in front of him and dropping a few pieces of our high-value food rewards into the food bowl. This focuses the dog's attention out in front of us. We begin about 4 feet from the dog bowl, with the dog standing next to us. It's easier to start with the dog standing rather than sitting. They move with us easier. The third step is the handler applies steady leash pressure. Not a jerk on the leash, just smooth, steady pressure. And we look for the dog to submit to that pressure and lean its shoulder over to touch our knee. The instant that shoulder touches the knee, we mark it and we reward. Now, it's important to only mark the shoulder on the knee. If the dog moves too far forward, so the shoulder is in front of your knee, then reset your dog. It's important to have patience here when you first start this training. You're going to have dogs that are going to squirrel around. The important thing to do is, number one, don't be concerned about it because it happens to everyone, but help your dog. You're going to watch Cindy in a few minutes working with maybe on the first time she did contact healing. Maybe acts a little goofy in the beginning because she doesn't understand what we want yet. So we have to help her and show her. Now, if the dog wants to swing around to the front of the handler because the leash pressure is across the front of our legs, then put the leash behind your legs and pull the dog sideways and back a little. That'll help that problem. Once the dog willingly gives to pressure, we increase our expectations and we move our leg just a few inches in the beginning away from the dog so that it's more obvious that the dog really has to lean over to touch his shoulder before we mark and release. Again, be very clear that you only mark the dog's shoulder touching your knee. If he moves forward and leans over so that his rib cage touches or his butt touches, reset your dog. Don't allow him to get by with forging forward before he leans into you. Reset him, make him come in so that his shoulder touches the knee to get his mark and reward. Our goal is to have a dog stay with our knee as we take a step or two to the side without any leash pressure. When we see that happen, that's when we can add the cue, walk. Now, rather than taking a step to the side, we're going to work on taking a step forward towards the food bowl and expect our dog to keep his shoulder on our knee. If he doesn't, we say nope, and we start over again. We don't correct him. Finally, when we can get knee contact for three steps forward, we stop using the food bowl. Instead, we let the dog see us place a piece of food on the ground, and we extend the distance of the walk.